way for us to get some kind of relief through our city attorney to take care of this situation. And I would like to have our city manager and our city attorney explore this possibility. But I appreciate the neighborhood bringing all of these issues forward to us. But the reason that it has taken a long time is that it's a complicated question. And it doesn't just involve the neighbors of the Woolen Mills community, for which I have great affection, having lived there for so many years and having left with such great reluctance. Woolen Mills, though it feels like a city in the country, really isn't. It started out as an industrial community, and it is completely embedded in an industrial network to the south, to the east, to the north, and interstates on the other side. So any decision that we make will impact all of those other sectors. So I can say that we will work speedily. I do feel, though, however, that that the business owner should have an opportunity to speak, an opportunity to proffer something that you may find a benefit. And if it's taken 5 years, then another month can't hurt. So I'm not yet ready to vote, take a final vote on what we do. I would like for the neighbors to sit down, and I would like Habitat to be at the table also, because Habitat is about to do a major redevelopment at the Sunset Trailer Park, and I think that all of these issues need to be fully explored.
It is a complex issue. I think I learned just how complex. It's not as simple as concrete trucks. It's not as, none of the proposed solutions don't come with their own sets of problems. That said, and it's kind of illuminating to have MapQuest be sort of the villain here.
Tell you about the time they got me lost in Detroit.
I'm very comfortable with banning the through trucks, and I'm pretty comfortable actually with doing that and making it one way. I mean, I think this is I think there's a couple different levels of issues, and none of these solutions by themselves really deal with all the issues. Having said that, and I think there's certainly a consensus on council that at least wants to eliminate through trucks. I also am very respectful of a process that makes sure that every voice feels like it gets to be heard. The business owners, residents who live on Carlton, just talking to the business owners doesn't seem to me, from what I've heard tonight, doesn't really get at a lot of the truck issues. It only gets at, it gets at the truck issues that are irritating but not as dangerous. It's not the trucks getting stuck and turning around in people's yards, and it's also not the trucks that have ended up crashing into a house. So I would be agreeable to going ahead with the through trucks, but I would also be very comfortable in waiting till the next meeting to consider that if there's some way we want to get some additional input. I'll leave it to the rest of council to help sort that through. Part of me wonders if there isn't some mechanical way of dealing with the front yard that I've forgotten her name, I'm sorry.
Scruggs.
If there isn't some mechanical way, like a rock wall, that would ensure safety at that residence, and at the same time not necessarily require one wing of the street. But I'm certainly supportive of eliminating through trucks. I'm pretty sympathetic to making it one way. And I'll await the pleasure of council. Do we want to act tonight?
I'd be comfortable acting tonight to make it no through trucks, and I think it's important to recognize I don't think it's primarily the local businesses around that area that are the main problem. It seems to me, whether you call it MapQuest or however you define it, the real issue is that if you're coming from points east on 64, that's the way you come into town, and you don't hit a